chair recognizes Senator Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Diz, here we go.
Well, I guess the gentlemen are in a pretty tall hurry to get me out of here. And the way the evidence is piled up against me, I can't say I blame them much. And I'm quite willing to go, sir, when they voted that way. But before that happens, I've got a few things I want to say to this body. I tried to say them once before, and I got stopped colder than a mackerel. Well, I'd like to get them said this time, sir. And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to leave this body until I do get them said.
President, will the senator yield?
The senator yields?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. No, sir. I yielded the floor once before, if you can remember, and I was practically never heard of again. No, sir. And we might as well all get together on this yielding business right off the bat now. I had some pretty good coaching last night, and I find that if I yield only for a question or a point of order or a personal privilege, that I can hold this floor almost until doomsday. In other words, I've got a piece to speak. And blow hot or cold, I'm going to speak.
Will the senator yield?
Will Senator Smith yield?
Yield, House.
Will he yield for a question?
For a question, all right.
I wish to ask my junior colleague, this piece he intends to speak, does it concern Section 40 of that bill, a dam on Willard Creek?
It does.
Every aspect of this matter, the gentleman's attack on that section, everything was dealt with in committee hearing.
Mr. President.
I wish to ask my distinguished colleague, has he one scrap of evidence to add now to the defense he did not give and could not give at that same hearing?
I have no defense against forged papers.
Committee ruled otherwise. The gentleman stands guilty, as charged. And I believe I speak for every member when I say that no one cares to hear what a man of his condemned character has to say about any section of any legislation before this House.
Right, John.
Order. Order, gentlemen.
Mr. President, I stand guilty as framed because Section 40 is graft. And I was ready to say so. I was ready to tell you that a certain man in my state, a Mr. James Taylor, wanted to put through this dam for his own profit. A man who controls a political machine and controls everything else worth controlling in my state. Yes, and a man even powerful enough to control congressmen. And I saw three of them in his room the day I went up to see him.
Will the senator yield?
No, sir, I will not yield. And this same man, Mr. James Taylor, came down here and offered me a seat in this Senate for the next 20 years if I voted for a dam that he knew and I knew was a fraud. But if I dared to open my mouth against that dam, he promised to break me in two. All right, I got up here and I started to open my mouth, and the long and powerful arm of Mr. James Taylor reached into this sacred chamber and grabbed me by the scruff of the neck.
President, a point of order.
Mr. President.
Senator Payne will state it.
It was I who rose in this chamber to accuse him. He's saying that I was carrying out criminal orders on falsified evidence.
No, Mr. President.
He has imputed to me conduct unworthy of Senator, and I demand that he be made to yield the floor.
Mr. President, I did not say that Senator Payne was one of the congressmen in that room.
I was in that room.
Order, gentlemen.
I accuse this man. By his tone, by his careful denials, he is deliberately trying to plant damaging impressions of my conduct. I'll tell you why we were in that room. Because Mr. Taylor, a respected citizen of our state, had brought with him the evidence against this man, and we were urging him to resign. Why? To avoid bringing disgrace upon a clean and honorable state. But he refused.
Mr. President, have I the floor?
There was only one answer to a man like him. The truth, which I rose and gave to this body. Mr. President, he is trying to blackmail this Senate as he tried to blackmail me. To prevent his expulsion, he would probably even try to hold up this deficiency bill, vital to the whole country, which must be passed immediately today.
Have I the floor?
Gentlemen, I have lost all patience with his brazen character. I apologize to this body for his appointment. I regret I ever knew him. I'm sick and tired of this contemptible young man, and I refuse to stay here and listen to him any longer. I hope every member of this body feels as I do.
Get off the floor!
Gentlemen, please address the chair.
Mr. President, what does the gentleman want of this body?
I'll tell you what I want, sir. I want a chance to talk to people who believe me. The people of my state, they know me, and they know Mr. Taylor. And when they hear my story, they'll rise up and they'll kick Mr. Taylor's machine to kingdom come. Now, I want 1 week to go back there and bring you proof that I'm right. And in the meantime, I want the Senate's promise that I will not be expelled and that the deficiency bill will not be passed.
Will the Senator yield?
For a question.
Has the gentleman the effrontery to stand there convicted and in disgrace and try to force postponement of the deficiency bill?
For 1 week.
Mr. President, I appeal to the senator. Is he fully aware that this bill has been months in both houses, delayed and delayed? Why, millions will be without food and shelter. Public works will be at a standstill.
Are we going to keep relief from the country?
The people of my state need permanent relief from crooked men riding their backs.
Mr. President, if the Senate yields to this sort of blackmail at this time from this man, it'll become a laughingstock.
It is an insult to this body to have to listen. An insult to our colleague, Senator Payne. I, for one, will follow the Senator's example and refuse to remain in this chamber as long as that man holds the floor.